Pesachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, 7-7. We continue to discuss the halachas of Tumah as they apply to the Korban Pesach. And this Mishnah will focus on the benefits of the tzitz. The tzitz was that golden headband that the Kohen Gadol wore, and it said Kodesh L'Hashem, sanctified to Hashem, on it. And the Pasuk says that V'haya al Meitzach Aaron, the Pasuk in Shmos Kavches, Pasuk Lamed Ches, 28:38, says that V'hayal Metzach Aaron, it will be on Aaron, his forehead, meaning the Kohen Gadol's forehead, V'nas Aaron es Avon HaKadshim, and Aaron, meaning the Kohen Gadol, will bear the sin that happens with Kadshim, that has with sacrifices. And the Pasuk continues on a little later on to say, L'ratzon Lahem L'fnei Hashem, to make the Korbanos acceptable before Hashem. So this tzitz has the power to somehow rectify a wrong that's done with kadshim, korbanos, and it's going to apply specifically to the avon of tumah, of having brought a korban when the korban becomes tummy, as I shall explain in a moment. Now, as a side point, you're probably wondering, is this only when the Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz, or all the time? And that's a machlokas tanaim, both here in the Gemara Ein Zayin, as well as in Yom HaDaf Zayin. Be it as it may, the point is that if the blood that's going to be offered on the Mizbeach, is tameh, or if the sacrificial parts, the emurin, or if the meat are tameh of the korban, so then is l'charchila, one is not to apply the blood to Mizbeach. It should be now an invalidated korban. But if one unknowingly applies that blood, does the zrika, so then the korban will be acceptable, will be kosher, by virtue of the tzitz. Now the truth is, the pasha says that it would even work if one knowingly applied the blood, after it be, knowing that it's tummy, or that the korban's tummy, and it's just a din derabanan, that if one acted b'mezid and wantonly did it, then midirabanan, they won't let him be yotzi. But the tzitz has this power to allow the korban to be kosher and effective, even though the blood or the emurim or the meat is tummy. Now you'll see from our Mishnah, we are definitely considering the blood tummy here. The truth is that it's a machlokas tanaim, and the halacha is that the blood from a korban can never become tummy. So this Mishnah is not exactly la halacha regarding the blood, but certainly if the blood or if the meat, excuse me, if the meat or the emurim are tummy, one is certainly not to apply the blood l'charchila, but b'diavad it works. Now, the Mishnah will contrast that principle with the separate prohibition of a person who's tamei bringing a korban. Now, if a person is tamei and he brings a korban, under general rules, that's not a problem. Meaning, I need to bring a korban chatas. So I get the goat, I deliver it to the kohen, and I stay, and the goat is offered on my behalf. So there might be some logistical problems, but how could I do the smicha and put my weight on the goat and the azara? I'm not allowed there because I'm tummy and stuff like that. But that's all side issues. The main point is, if I'm tummy and the goat is offered and the blood reaches the mizbeach, I receive my kapara. It's effective. And that's true for all korbanos. There are two exceptions. And those exceptions have to do with the korban pesach, as we'll see presently, as well as the korban nazir, as I'll explain in a few moments. The point is that unlike if the meat or a murim or blood of the korban is tameh, in which case the tzitz can solve that problem, if it's on b'shogeg, the tzitz cannot solve the problem of the person who's tameh and invalid from bringing a korban pesach, let's say, meaning if a person's tameh and he's bringing korban pesach, even with the tzitz in action, it doesn't matter, the person's simply not yotzi, his obligation to bring a korban pesach. Okay, that's the gist of the main part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says inside, HaPesach Shnizrach Damo, if you have a Korban Pesach, and its blood was applied to the Mizbeach, V'acharkach, and after the blood application, Noda, it is learned, Shehu Tamei, that the Korban was Tamei, meaning either the meat or the Emurim, or the blood became Tamei. Just so you make sure you're clear, it's impossible for a living animal under normal circumstances to become Tamei. Side point, if you remember, we just had a case not so long ago about in Erevin how a living animal who serves as a golel, as a seal for a tomb, could be tame, but putting that strange case aside, normal circumstances, if you have your little korban pesach, your sheep, and you're bringing it to the Beis Hamikdash, and it stands on a dead rat, or a metzora touches it, or whatever the case is, it doesn't matter. It's impervious to tumah while it's alive. So we're talking about a case that after the slaughter of this animal and in the Beis Hamikdash, it then becomes tame. Then magically it steps on a dead rat, or whatever the case is, or the blood gets exposed to someone's tame, etc. In those cases, hatzitz meratze, the tzitz makes it acceptable anyways, so once the blood is applied, assuming you didn't know l'charchila when you applied it, that this shouldn't have been applied because you didn't know things were tame yet, so then the tzitz makes it okay, which means that the person is yotzi's obligation to bring a korban. Just to be clear, if the animal became tame, I mean, as soon as you receive the blood, a moment later the animal stepped on a dead rat or whatever, a metzora kohen touched it or something like that, once it's already a carcass, it does become tame, and the whole thing cannot be eaten, and the emurim cannot be offered. They'll have to be burned. So one will not be able to eat his korban pesach. Nevertheless, he will not need to bring a pesach sheni, because assuming the blood gets there, and the tzitzit does its thing, so then he's yotzi's obligation to bring korban pesach. So make sure you get clear the difference between the obligation to bring the korban pesach, which is a mitzvah on its own, and a separate mitzvah to eat the korban pesach. So as long as at the time the blood is obtained, the korban pesach is still eligible for consumption, and then it's offered, the blood on the mizbeach, the person fulfills the obligation to bring the korban, even though he'll never be able to eat it, notwithstanding the fact that we just had in the previous Mishnayos, the centrality of being able to eat the korban when you're offering it. Okay, because at the time the blood was received, it was edible. Nitma haguf. On the other hand, if the person's body becomes tameh, the pashas here, we're talking about the body, the person who's bringing the korban pesach. The Rambam who understands we're talking about the guf of the kohen doing the offering, but let's focus on the person who's bringing his korban pesach. He becomes tameh. Now, if he's tameh prior to the receiving of the blood, so then, and the application of the blood to the mizbeach, I really should say, so then he'll never be able to eat this korban pesach. And since he can't eat the korban pesach, and the whole point of the korban pesach is so it should be eaten, as we said previously, so this korban will be invalid. He won't be yotzi, even with the tzitz. It can't solve this problem. And that being the case, he'll have to bring assuming the tumas mace from a dead body, so then he'll have to bring a Pesach Sheni in the next month. So that's the Mishnah says here, Nitma Guf, if his person became Tameh, the person bringing the Korban Pesach, prior to its application of the blood, Eina Tzitz Maratze, the Tzitz cannot help him at all, and doesn't make it acceptable. And that's based on the Drasha, as I said before, that he is, the Tzitz, I should say, on Aaron's forehead, is Nasa Aaron is Avon HaKadshim. Aaron bears the sin of Kadshim, of the offerings, not the Makdishin, is the Drasha, not the people who are doing the offering. So we can't solve the person's body being tummy problem. Now the Mishnah is going to quote a statement that existed and circulated prior to the codification of the Mishnah. We call it the Mishnah Rishonah, some early version of Mishnayos before they were codified as we have them. That happens from time to time. And here we're referencing it. We'll say Mipnei She'amru, because they said, and we're going to quote that old thing they used to say. So understand this Mishnah now will be sort of redundant because we're quoting something that was said before. So it's going to kind of rehash the principles we just said. But this quote will be referencing not just the Korban Pesach, but also the Nazir. The reason why, as I said before, the only two Korbanos that are invalid if they're brought for someone while that person is Tamei Meis, is going to be the Korban Pesach and the Nazir. Other Korbanos are valid. The reason why the Korban Pesach isn't going to be valid if the person is Tamei when it's brought on his behalf is because, as we said before, the whole point of the Korban Pesach is to be able to eat it. If you can't eat it, you can't be bringing it. So you're not Yotzi even Bidiyah, but you'll have to bring another Korban Pesach in a month's time. If you're Tamei Meis, bring it as a Pesach Sheni. The Nazir, similarly, the person who becomes a Nazir commits to not exposing himself to corpse tumah, as well as not to cut his hair and to consume grape products. So if a person who's a Nazir, let's say he commits to being a Nazir for 30 days, that would be the standard Naziris. So at the end of his 30-day period of being a Nazir, he brings a series of korbanos that are called the Korban Nazir Tahor, the Tahor Nazir's offering. It's actually a number of korbanos and procedure, but be that as it may, the point is that at the end of that process, he now once again can expose himself to a mace, a corpse. If during his Naziris period, or in truth, even after his Naziris period is over, but prior to him bringing that korban nazir tahor before he brings the korbanos. If he gets exposed to korban tuma for whatever reason, even if he has a meitz mitzvah, so he finds a dead body in the road and he buries it, doesn't matter. Since he did it, his in violation of his nazir's commitment, so now two things happen. First of all, his clock starts again. Okay, he'll have to reset and have to do another 30 days. But he also has to bring the korban for nazir tameh, the korban that's brought, it's an asham, that's brought for nazir who exposes himself to tumah. So the Mishnah is going to say over here that if a person is a nazir and he brings the korbanos for a nazir tahor, but in fact he's a nazir tameh, he's still tameh, his guf, his personal tameh from exposure to a corpse, so this is an invalid offering because it's the wrong offering for him. He should be bringing the one for a tameh nazir, not a tahor nazir. So that's why he won't be yiltzi with his korban. So that's why these two and only these two, the korban pesach, because it must be eaten specifically by the person, and the nazir, because it's only for a tahor nazir, those are the two which, if the person himself is tameh, we're talking about tameh mace here to keep it simple, so then he will simply not be, he will not be yiltzi. And that's what the Mishnah says here inside, bipnei she'amru, because they said, meaning previously prior to this Mishnah, but quoted here in the Mishnah, ha-nazir va'osa pesach, those two characters, the person who's a nazir and the person who's bringing his korban pesach. Hatzitz meratza al tumas hadam. The tzitz will solve the problem of the blood becoming tameh. Again, according to this Tana, blood can become tameh. That's not halacha. And similarly, if the emurim or the basa were tameh, same thing, the tzitz will solve that problem. Vein hatzitz meratza al tumas aguf. But the tzitz cannot solve the problem of the person himself, meaning the person bringing the korban Pesach, or the person who's a nazir, bring the nazir tahor korban, then tzitz can't solve that problem. Fine. So we said the reason why is because the drasha says that it's nosa the oven of the kadshim and not the makdishin, for the offering and not the person bringing the offering. That is the drasha. Now, the Mishnah have one more point here, which is something else, which is in the case of what's called tumas hatahom. Tumas hatahom is literally means a source of tumah from the depths, but it's a case where there's a corpse buried somewhere and nobody knows about it. If a person became tameh from this unknown and unknowable, invisible tumah source, and later on finds out about it, so then the tzitz can solve that problem too. It can make ritzu, it can make his korban acceptable, even though his guf, his person, was tameh. Now that, of course, can't be learned from the limud of nosa, that it carries the burden of es avon hakadshim, the animals are not hamakdishin, but this principle of the tzitz being able to be meratze to solve the problem of tumas tahom is a separate halacha l'moshe misinai. So the Mishnah says inside here, nitma tumas tahom, if the person bring the korban pesach or the person who's the nazir bring his korbanos at the end of his nazir's period, if those people are tame from tumas tahom or some unknowable tumas source of a dead body, hatzitz meratze, the tzitz does solve that problem, meaning the person who brings the korban pesach under such a scenario where he even is tameh because of the tumas hatahom will not need to bring a second korban pesach. He of course can't eat his korban pesach if he finds out about it before he ate it, but he won't need to bring a pesach sheni. And similarly, the person who was the nazir, even though he was tameh but didn't know it, once he's brought this korbanos, the tzitz is meratze, so he is done with his nazir's process and doesn't need to go back and do it again.